This is Science Friday. I'm Flora Lichtman. Later in the hour, using woolly mammoths and AI to find new antibiotics. Plus, can psychology help us get through winter? But first, last Friday, just before the inauguration, President Trump hosted a crypto ball in D.C., where he and Melania Trump unveiled their very own meme coins. You may have heard about it.
President Trump and First Lady Melania launched meme coins.
The cryptocurrency world erupted into chaos as Donald Trump and Melania Trump launched rival meme coins.
Donald Trump has stamped his likeness on his own meme coin.
I am going to venture that many of us don't have a crystal clear understanding of what this is or why you'd want to make one or sell one or buy one. So up next, what is a meme coin? How is it related to Bitcoin? What do you do with them? As you can hear, I have a lot of question coins in my digital wallet, and we have just the right person to give us some answers. Liz Lopato is a senior writer at The Verge, where she covers cryptocurrency and business. Liz, welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Liz, what is a meme coin? Is it a meme? Is it a coin?
I mean, maybe the easiest way of describing this is to say that it's kind of like a digital stock that tracks how popular a meme is. So unlike something like Bitcoin, this isn't really about technical innovation, and it's not meant to be something that could be used as a substitution for currency. It's mostly about going viral.
So it's like a stock in an idea or in a meme.
Yeah. So let's just start with stocks, right? You know, those track sort of the future of a company and can be used as a way of understanding how one feels about, let's say, Apple, right? If you feel good about Apple's future, you buy Apple's stock. So to sort of translate that, a meme coin can be thought of as a way of expressing an emotion about a meme with money.
Hmm.
Assume that the meme becomes more popular and thus the meme coin will go up. It's almost pure psychology. This is economics without any underlying real world assets. And so there's like a culture of gambling around meme coins, which I'm sure will just shock you. And the sort of way that this gets referred to is, I'm not kidding, Ponzinomics. And the idea is, like, everybody knows kind of the trajectory of how meme coins work, which is they go up in value and then they immediately, they drop very steeply. And then usually they aren't worth anything. This is just speaking generally.
That's the usually how it goes with a meme coin.
Usually how it goes.
Okay.
Not always, but very often. So the idea, if you're playing in meme coins and you're cynical, is that you buy in thinking that you will sell before the big drop off and you will make money that way.
Is anyone playing in meme coins who's not cynical?
We call them bag holders. They're the people who lose all their money.
They're stuck holding the bag.
That's right. And, you know, like, listen, there are real ideologically committed people in the crypto space, but they don't typically work on meme coins. And they refer to them as something I don't think I can say on your show.
Four letter coins.
Yeah, that's right. And these are things that are not taken very seriously. And, you know, sort of the meme coin, if you will, is Dogecoin, which was created as a parody of cryptocurrency and then sort of took off. And you may recall, there was a period where Doge had a big run-up in value, and then Elon Musk went on Saturday Night Live.
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
I had to say that, man!
And the value immediately plummeted. And that's kind of how these things work, right? Like, you hit the peak, and then everybody sells at once. And one of the things that's interesting about how some of these meme coins work is that many people who are getting into them, it's their first foray into cryptocurrency. And I think it's a very easy way to get burned.
So it's a hustle?
It's a hustle.
How is the crypto community reacting to President Trump's new meme coins?
Well, they're not happy about it, right? Meme coins are not universally popular within the crypto world. And I think a lot of people who are the true believers really do see the risks that are involved with them. One of my favorite things was actually I saw members of the crypto community who were blaming Gary Gensler, who is the former head of the SEC, for not having created a framework that would have prevented meme coins like this. And it's particularly funny if you are pretty deep in the finance world, because the crypto community has hated Gary Gensler for cracking down on crypto. And so to have them suddenly say, oh, he wasn't cracking it down enough, or he wasn't cracking down in the right way, is just... Sure, guys. There was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal complaining about it. Like, this is something that people who are serious about cryptocurrency feel undermines the seriousness of what they're attempting to do.
Because this is more cynical, or because this is not actually about being an alternative to existing currency, or is this about deeper ethical concerns?
That's right. And I mean, also, you know, just being blunt here, this is also potentially a route for bribing the president, right? Because who stands to benefit the most when the meme coin goes up in value? It's the person who holds the most of the meme coin, and who is that? So, you know, there are real ethical concerns here, as well as the sort of ideological concerns that come with the launch of a presidential meme coin. And, you know, there's also like the potential reputation hit that comes from a pump and dump, right? So if Donald Trump decides he wants to sell his reserves, because to be clear, only 20% of these coins are trading right now. So whatever the value is not fully diluted. If he decides he wants to sell some of those non-public coins, he can essentially tank the entire market and walk away with a lot of money, which is one of the things that famously happens with meme coins. It's called rugging, or pulling the rug out from under people.
Is that legal?
Great question. It's murky territory. And there are a number of things that go on in crypto that would not be allowed in other markets that may very well be illegal, but that are often difficult to prosecute.
You were telling me before we started chatting that crypto is inherently political. What do you mean by that?
Essentially, Bitcoin started as a way to hate the federal government with money. Bitcoin comes out of the 2008 financial crisis. It was invented in part because the Satoshi Nakamoto entity didn't trust the banks. And, you know, it was started by a group of cypherpunks who wanted an alternative to the dollar. And the dollar is actually politically incredibly important. You know, it's the world's reserve currency. It's a major source of American soft power. So creating an alternative to that, something that competes with the dollar, is a political action. Investing in Bitcoin is essentially, you know, giving the middle finger to the Fed. It's one of the reasons why you see a lot of libertarians in that space and a lot of anarchists. These are people who are not big fans of government generally, and our government specifically. So, you know, in terms of the ideology involved, this is in fact inherently political. There is no way to talk about cryptocurrency without talking about politics.
Do you think meme coins fit into the same bin there, or are they different in some way?
I think they're different in the sense that they are a much smaller piece of this, right? Like, this is a very cynical way of expressing what you think the stock market is. Like, in some ways, I think that the rise of meme coins and Ponzinomics is a way of essentially critiquing the broader stock market and the broader way that we approach economics by saying, you know, actually, the stock market's a joke. Actually, it's not really worth anything. Actually, it's all, you know, a rigged game.
I mean, I've read the headlines that President Trump's coins are said to be worth billions now. How should I interpret that? Is that in real money, like that he could cash out and have?
No, is the short answer to that question. So again, I think I mentioned that this is not a fully diluted market. So if he were to try to cash out right now, the market would plunge. One of the things that happens to be true is I think 20% of the tokens are what's trading. And supply and demand sort of suggests that this is a limited supply, right? So if you add to the supply, the price goes down, the demand goes down. So if he were to sell all of his holdings right now, maybe he would make some money, but it wouldn't be that much.
Liz, what are you going to be looking out for in the next, you know, whatever, months, year in the meme coin space? Is there anything you're sort of waiting to see, something that you're waiting to see happen?
One of the things about crypto is that it is the most absurd part of the financial industry. And so there are moments where you can sort of predict what'll be happening. And so in this sense, like I said, I kind of think that all of these meme coins eventually go to zero. I just don't know when or how quickly. So that's one thing. But the other thing is, look, we're looking at a crypto boom. Crypto was huge in the last election. The industry spent a lot of money getting pro-crypto lawmakers, including Donald Trump, elected. I think they are expecting some kind of payoff in that, you know, whether that's legislation that gives them a friendly regulatory regime or a head of the SEC who's friendlier to crypto than Gary Gensler was. One of the things that I'm trying to track is just sort of the serious piece underlying this, because the Bitcoin ETFs suggest an interest from the broader financial market in this space. And, you know, just today, BlackRock went on, I think it was CNBC, to say that they want to tokenize securities. That would be a significant change, to have something as established as BlackRock operating in the crypto space in this particular way. It would bring the real financial system a lot closer to the crypto system. And the two of those things have been relatively divorced, although they have been getting closer. And like the last time we had a big crypto crash, it took out two real world banks. So, you know, I'm just watching to see where and how this develops, because obviously there is a lot of political power in play.
It's fascinating. Thank you for taking the time to explain this to us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Liz Lopato is a senior writer at The Verge.